Time for another Doc Talk with Johnson Memorial Health Services. And on the line with us is Anna Lewis. Anna is a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, and she's been on our show many times. Right, Anna?
That's correct, Paul.
Maybe we should just have a regular show with you.
Yeah, that sounds great. I'd be happy to help.
Yeah. How's it going with you?
Very good, thank you.
Good. You like the season of fall?
I do. I love it. Yeah. Very refreshing.
Get to walk around and crunch leaves later on, I would guess, in the month or
yep.
in October.
Exactly.
All right. Well, we're finishing out September here. What's our topic today, Anna?
We're going to talk about suicide prevention. It is actually Suicide Prevention Month, so just want to give some information on that.
All right. I'm just going to turn the floor over to you then, Anna, and go ahead.
All right. Thanks, Paul. Well, I'm glad to be here with you today, and just I know suicide is a hard thing to talk about and can be uncomfortable, but I want everybody to know that it's important to talk about. And with suicide being such a difficult thing, the big piece of that in helping with the prevention is starting that conversation. If somebody, friend or family, any loved ones you see are struggling, start that conversation. And it's okay to be blunt. Ask them straight out, are you struggling? Are you having thoughts of harming yourself? Are you having thoughts of killing yourself? Kind of getting to that mm-hmm. point right away is important. And even just to back up a little bit, knowing yep. the warning signs is important too.
Right.
If you feel like somebody is struggling, a few things I would say to be watching out for is any kind of changes in their emotional cues or verbal cues, things that are showing like hopelessness, or maybe they are feeling like they're a burden to others, or even statements that are saying, I have no reason to live, the world would be better off without me. Those kind of things are big warning signs, and we need to then address those thoughts with them. Other things to watch. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, can I interrupt, Anna?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I you're right. It's so awkward to talk about,
mm-hmm.
especially if you know a relative or a friend that's struggling, to ask them hard questions without them getting upset or, I've been in that position, and you just don't know really how to word it or how to say it. And then when do you seek professional help? It's just, how do you go about doing that?
No, you're right. It is it's a awkward thing, but I think important for us to start making it not awkward. Like, it's happening. People are being affected by it. People are dying from suicide every day. And so the sooner we can lessen that awkwardness, I guess maybe, hey, I see you're struggling. What's going on? Like I said, start that conversation. If they have a plan in place or they're feeling that hopelessness, seeking help, you know, there's several options out there. You know, 988 is the suicide prevention hotline, or presenting to an ER if they are in immediate harm of themselves. Also, like if you are with them and they're sharing this, helping them, you know, rid any firearms out of the household or medications, anything that they have maybe mentioned they would use, and not leaving them alone if they have admitted they are wanting to die or kill themselves, staying with them.
Right.
You know, and also just listening with a non-judgmental way is important, giving them that space to talk, because everybody, we all experience life differently. Everybody's journey is unique, so being able to just empathetically listen to them is also an important piece to that.
I guess my experience too, Anna, with friends and relatives is, I didn't see that coming. I had no idea. And I'm close to them. You know, it's mm-hmm. it's so difficult to I don't know what I'm going to try to say here, but you know, it's just difficult to know what to do. When you're in a situation like that with family or friends,
mm-hmm.
you know. But, like you said, you just got to ask the hard questions, right?
You do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's for sure.
It might save a life. Likely will save a life if you can be blunt about it.
And we all experience depression at different stages, right?
Mm-hmm. I would say everybody experiences some sort of ups and downs because life is a challenge. Like, we never know what we're going to be presented with on our journey.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Anything else on our subject today, Anna?
Yeah, I would just recommend asking for help, talking to your people. Make sure that if you are seeing the signs, that you're reaching out to them. Even a simple text to check in, hey, how are you, can make somebody's make a difference in somebody's day. We all deserve to feel supported, so don't hesitate to ask for help if you are feeling down, starting to feel some of those changes in your emotional well-being. Come see us at GMHS. I'd be happy to help you get where you need to go.
Yeah, yeah. If someone's listening, feeling that way, a phone call makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm, it really does.
So how can people contact you, Anna?
Yeah, you can give us a call here at GMHS to schedule an appointment with myself or Lisa, who also works here. Our number here is 320-769-4393, and just ask to schedule an appointment.
All right, with Anna or Lisa there, right?
Correct, yep.
Okay. All right. Yeah, tough subject, isn't it, Anna?
Yeah. But you all deserve to feel heard, so ask for help. We're here for you.
All right. Thank you, Anna, for being on Doc Talk this morning.
Thank you, Paul.
Yep. That's Anna Lewis with Johnson Memorial Health Service. Anna's a psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, and this has been another Doc Talk here on Q92.